Sri Suta Goswami said, "O God, although we are born in a mixed caste, we are still promoted in birthright simply by serving and following the great who are advanced in knowledge. Even by conversing with such great souls, one can, without delay, cleanse oneself of all disqualifications resulting from lower births." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Suta Goswami did not take his birth in a Brahmin family. He was born in a family of mixed caste, or an uncultured low family. But because of higher association, like Sri Sukadev Goswami and the great rishis of Namasharanya, certainly the disqualification of inferior birth was washed off. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed this principle in pursuance of the Vedic usages, and by his transcendental association, he elevated many low-born, or those disqualified by birth or action, to the status of devotional service and established them in the positions of acharyas, or authorities. He clearly stated that any man, whatever he may be, whether a Brahmin or a Sudra by birth, or a householder or a mendicant in the order of society, if he is conversant with the science of Krishna, he can be accepted as an acharya or guru, a spiritual master. Suta Goswami learned the science of Krishna from great rishis and authorities, like Sukadev and Vyasadev, and he was so qualified that even the sages of Namasharanya eagerly wanted to hear from him the science of Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he had the double association of great souls by hearing and preaching. Transcendental science, or the science of Krishna, has to be learned from the authorities. And when one preaches the science, he becomes still more qualified. So Suta Goswami had both the advantages, and thus, undoubtedly, he was completely free from all disqualification of low birth and mental agonies. This verse definitely proves that Srila Sukadev Goswami did not refuse to teach Suta Goswami about the transcendental science, nor did the sages of Namasharanya refuse to hear lessons from him because of his inferior birth. This means that thousands of years ago, there was no bar to learning or preaching the transcendental science because of inferior birth. The rigidity of the so-called caste system in Hindu society became prominent within only 100 years or so, when the number of dwija bandhus, or disqualified men in the families of higher castes, increased. Lord Sri Chaitanya revived the original Vedic system, and he elevated Thakur Haridas to the position of Namacharya, or the authority in preaching the glories of the holy name of the Lord, although His Holiness, Srila Haridas Thakur, was pleased to appear in the family of Mohammedans. Such is the power of pure devotees of the Lord. The Ganges water is accepted as pure, and one can become purified after taking a bath in the waters of the Ganges. But as far as the great devotees of the Lord are concerned, they can purify a degraded soul even by being seen by the lowborn. And what to speak of association? Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to purify the whole atmosphere of the polluted world by sending qualified preachers all over the world. And it remains with the Indians to take up this task scientifically and thus do the best kind of humanitarian work. The mental diseases of the present generation are more acute than bodily diseases. It is quite fit and proper to take up the preaching of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world without delay. Mahatmanam Abhidhana also means dictionary of great devotees, or a book full of the words of great devotees. Such a dictionary of the words of great devotees and those of the Lord are in the Vedas and allied literatures, specifically the Srimad Bhagavatam.